Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today, we have a great show. We're welcoming John Hewitt, who is the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who's franchisee to Liberty Tax Service. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. And now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And Don, welcome back on this Thursday, July 12, 2007. How's your day and week going, my friend?
Yeah, it's going pretty nicely, Marty.
And I had a chance to take a day off this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I took Tuesday off with the family, took the kids to the Shore Amusement Park, had some fun there. It's fun with my kids being three.
I imagine, yeah.
Seeing their excitement of going on rides, and we went to an aquarium, and so it's a lot of fun, and just
That's
seeing their
fantastic.
Reaction to a lot of stuff. So it's been a nice week. You know, being in franchise financing, you never know what can happen on a daily basis. Speak to people all over.
That's true, yeah.
So it's always interesting in my line of work. And then this being the summertime, it's nice to take a few days off here and there.
Oh, absolutely. I think you earned it too, Don. You know, you've been working very hard. So, you know, I know it's been a busy year for you guys, which is it's been fantastic, you know.
Good, good. I'm glad you said that.
There you go.
It makes me feel better.
Actually, you went to Point Pleasant, didn't you? You know, Point Pleasant is one of those special places. You know, I don't know if you know this. Another thing you and I have in common, Connie and I, one of our first dates was at Point Pleasant. And I think you had your first date with your wife at Point Pleasant.
Same thing. That's where I met my wife.
It's one of the 100 things you and I have in common, yeah.
Well, our first date was at a restaurant in Point Pleasant. And just in general, it's a nice
family-oriented
type of, you know, has a boardwalk, amusements, and, you know,
it's
nice
a great place. Yeah, I can't wait to do all that stuff, too, you know. So it's,
you'll be doing that in a couple of years, taking the kids and
absolutely.
They're a couple years old, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, you know. It's our last show, Don, we met with Carol Mercurio, which I thought it was fantastic. That was the second time we had Carol back, and, I mean, she just has such broad experience in franchising. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Well, she's very smart. She's from New Jersey.
There you go. That kind of helps.
Yeah, she's excellent just explaining her services and just the whole process of offering help to potential franchise owners. She has a really great slideshow presentation, just lays everything out in simple terms. I mean, there's always so much to discuss when we speak to her. I still don't think we went through the whole slideshow.
We didn't make it through the whole thing, actually, so we're going to have Carol Mercurio Part 3, actually, so
right.
Absolutely.
Well, she brings up a lot of common sense type stuff, like asking her clients interesting questions, like, you know, what do you want to tell others what you do for a living, which I think is pretty interesting. You know, once you're thinking about going into a business, are you going to be comfortable telling others, like,
right.
what you're doing for a living? And she makes you think about, like, what type of hours you want to work, and also, I liked her point. We've heard this, I think, before, but, you know, you have to get the support of your spouse.
Yes.
You know, so important in choosing a, you know, business, a franchise. You want to make sure that, you know, everybody is giving you the full support. And just, you know, going over your long-term goals and what you personally want to accomplish, you know, really brings everything out. It makes people think before they make a decision.
Yeah, she really did. I mean, we never really brought those points up, you know, since we started the show, you know, and she did. She got into that whole status thing. I mean, because that's important to some people, you know, and other people, money's important, you know, and they couldn't care less, you know, what the job is. I think you even brought up the great example of, you know, a new franchise opportunity where, it's one of those dog franchises, isn't it?
Picking
up like dog duty or something, you know. But
right.
you know, are you going to be proud about saying that? You know, when you're at a party, you know.
That waste removal franchises. I mean, there's so many different types of franchises.
There you go.
I mean, that's a good. I mean, that's, you know, telling people you do that for a living. It's a great opening line. It's a icebreaker to make people laugh.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, people do well and make money with that type of franchise, but are you going to be comfortable telling somebody?
Exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're going to have her back again in the future, you know, so.
Yeah.
But what do we have going on today and over the next several weeks, Don? I know we have some exciting things going on.
Oh, yeah. Today we're meeting with John Hewitt, very special guest, of course. He's the founder of Liberty Tax Service. Also,
right.
we're having on a franchisee for Liberty Tax Service, Dan Castellini.
That's right. I think Dan's from California, actually, yeah.
Great, yeah. And we know about Liberty Tax Service. We had them on not too long ago. They're the brainchild of John Hewitt, a savvy 37-year veteran in the tax industry. I mean, that's incredible. He's renowned for his business and financial success and franchising leadership. He obviously knows the tax preparation business inside and out. He also was a founder of Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, and he built that up into the second-largest tax preparation service in America. He invented state-of-the-art tax preparation software still in use today. So we'll hear all about that today, Marty, on July 19th. We're meeting with Warren Gresius.
Oh, that's great.
We met a few months back. We talked last week about he gets you all pumped up and motivated. He'll be talking sales, entrepreneurship, success in general.
That's going to be a very motivational show, Don.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. This time it's going to be concentrating on entrepreneurship. Like we talked about, we'll have all of our leads out, so we'll be hitting phones ourselves after speaking to him. He's a Hall of Fame speaker, speaks all over the U.S., so that's coming up next week. And then on July 26th, we're going to be meeting with Scott Hayner from Yum Brands. And they're based in Louisville, Kentucky. They're the world's largest restaurant company in terms of system restaurants, over 34,000, over 100 countries. And we know some of their brands, Pizza Hut, KFC, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell. They're the global leaders in all those food categories. They're just a major company and franchisor, so that's great coming up at the end of the month.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've got some great shows coming up.
I did that nice and smoothly, that whole
thing. You did great. I think you had some interesting articles this week, too, Don, you know, that you came across in the news.
Yeah, this is Entrepreneur Magazine. This is dating back a bit, December 06. We talked about this, I think, a couple shows ago, just in general. Here's an individual. His name is Bob Higgins, and he's among a growing number of mid- to senior-level executives in their 40s to 60s who have been faced with the blow of a layoff and have found new purpose in franchising. In fact, Marty, this trend started in the 90s and has been steadily growing ever since. Bob Higgins was laid off, and this forced him out of his comfort zone. A lot of people work with a company or an industry for years. You know, they fall into that comfort zone,
We've used that word a lot on the show too, Don. Comfort zone, you know, because as you said, there are a lot of these executives, you know, who, you know, do get downsized, and you know, they're very comfortable for a very long time. They seem like they know everything, and then they have to start over again. And it's got to be very difficult, you know.
Scary.
When we had Joe Matthews, he's the author of Street Smart Franchising, on the show. He spoke a lot about that topic, comfort zone, you know. So I think that's great.
So this kind of forced him onto a new path of self-discovery. It says Higgins exercised more as an outlet to relieve the stress, prayed for guidance, and heeded the advice of a friend who recommended he stay away from the corporate world and look for something he can get equity in instead. Most importantly, he had to not only accept but also embrace the hand that life had dealt him. So here's, you know, he's laid off. He has to figure out what's he going to do now. And once he did, you know, accept his fate, he was able to move on. It was then that he and his wife, Susie, started researching franchises with the help of a franchise consultant, like Carol Mercurio.
It's a
real important service. After considering several different options, the search came to an end in June when the Higginses attended the Discovery Day for Liberty Fitness, a women's health club franchise. They were so confident it was the right opportunity for them that Bob, despite his conservative approach to finances, took out a line of credit against a stock portfolio, signed on to become an area developer. Not just a franchisee, he felt so confident about the business opportunity and franchise, he invested a little more, became an area developer, committing himself to opening one location and finding franchise partners to open 38 clubs in the Houston area over the next 5 years. They're both about 50 years old. They opened their location just recently. Since June, they've stayed busy completing the franchise training, finding a good site, networking at local events to make Bob's main task of finding interested franchisees a little easier. I've been married for 30 years, Marty. They are also getting used to the idea of spending more time together and have openly discussed the importance of scheduling separate personal time. I would imagine if you're be working with your wife, have some separate time is important.
Right, absolutely.
You and I both know that.
There we go. Hopefully our wives aren't listening, right?
Yeah. They know their work is cut out for them, and the financial rewards will be slim for the first couple of years, but so far the transition has been a smooth one. They like being in complete control and have found comfort in having realistic expectations and being open to whatever the future holds. It's strictly about the vision of just having a good feeling, says Bob. It's just like starting your own company. You feel good about the basics of the foundation of it. You say, okay, let's go with it. He still isn't certain why he was laid off, but he has a good guess. Maybe I was forced to get out of my comfort zone because I had more to contribute, he says, and buying a franchise is allowing him to do that. So we wish them a lot of luck, but just interesting story in general. How sometimes, you know, life's unpredictable. Here's people getting laid off is more of a common thing that goes on these days as in years past, and, you know, people turn to franchising. And
right. It's been a common theme on the show as well, Don, you know, is, you know, talking about this topic. So.
Right.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. I think actually John is in the studio, so I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchiser of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron's sales and lease ownership franchisee. Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs, you, potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange-listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains in worldwide sales by Franchise Times magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015, or go to aaronsfranchise.com. That's AARONS franchise.com.
Experience the rewards of franchising with the Franchise Edge.
Are you considering franchising your business? Are you wondering about the risk and reward of franchising versus opening additional company-owned locations?
Not every business is right for franchising.
The Franchise Edge helps you evaluate the often complicated franchising process to see if it's a good fit for your business. The Franchise Edge team has experience as multi-unit company store operators, as well as franchisers and franchisees. We understand what it takes to successfully franchise a business and how to get our clients where they want to be. Let us help you answer the key questions.
Is my business franchisable?
Should I open more company locations or franchise?
How much will it cost to franchise?
Is it more profitable to franchise or expand internally?
What is required to franchise?
What is the timeline for franchising a business?
If franchising is the right direction for your company, the Franchise Edge can help you every step of the way, including
reviewing your current business model, fulfilling legal requirements, operations manuals, marketing materials, marketing plan, and selling franchises.
The Franchise Edge also works with individuals who are interested in buying a franchise. We represent a wide range of franchises, including pregnancy spas, restaurants, wine bars, and home service franchises. Let our experienced sales team help find the franchise that fits your interest.
Don't gamble with your future. Put the Franchise Edge to work for you.
Call 813-935-5087 for a free consultation. That's 813-935-5087.
Or go to our website at www.thefranchiseedge.com and complete the online form. That's www.thefranchiseedge.com.
Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains in worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now is a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today's guests are John Hewitt, who's the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who's franchisee to Liberty Tax Service. And John is a savvy 38-year veteran in the tax industry, and he's known for his business and financial success in franchising and leadership. Good morning, John and Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for saying I'm savvy, and remind Dan Castellini that because he's not even 38 years old.
Okay, there you go.
Good morning.
Thanks, John. It's a privilege to talk to you, and same with you, Dan. It's just great to have you. John and Dan, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi, Don, to John and Dan.
Yeah, hi, John and Dan. We appreciate, Mark and I, you both coming on the show. We're both very impressed with Liberty Tax Service and what you, John, have accomplished in franchising and business. And we know that our listeners will learn a lot from the both of you today. So, you know, I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having us. And with Dan, you invited one of the best top 10. You know, I brought in 3,000 franchisees in my career, and Dan's got to be top 10 or 20 all time.
That's
Wow. Fantastic.
That's
good,
what I've heard
job,
from
Dan.
Nina. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I want to congratulate you on the tremendous success of Liberty Tax Service. Don and I were saying earlier, if there was ever a Hall of Fame for franchising, I mean, your picture would be right next to Ray Kroc or Fred DeLuca. You know, I believe you're one of the first people or only people to ever create two top 10 franchise opportunities. So that's a big wow. You know, so.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. We just passed a new milestone. Last year when we passed 2,000 offices,
right.
I'm the first guy ever to found two different chains with over 2,000 locations.
That's incredible. Congratulations
yeah.
on that.
I've been blessed.
John. It's an honor to speak with you. I thought, John, we'll start off with you. You know, what were you doing before starting Liberty Tax Service?
You know, just before Liberty, I spent 15 years founding and developing Jackson Hewitt, and we sold Jackson Hewitt in 1997 for $483 million, and I had a non-compete that for 3 years, and looked around for something else to do, and said, you know what, there's still an opportunity in the tax business. Block has been stumbling, and Jackson Hewitt began to stumble, and we turned our attention to Canada, when we started Liberty Tax Service. And so the first several years we were focusing on Canada, but I had founded and sold Jackson Hewitt, which today has not only bears my name but has 6,500 locations.
Right.
Wow.
Something.
Was there anything
that was
nice, John? Excuse me, Mark.
Yeah.
That was nice, John. That I guess a pretty good deal on your end, with only the 3-year non-compete, with someone with your experience.
We argued and argued, and they wanted 5, and I wanted 2, and we eventually settled on 3.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Now, they've done pretty well. They sold it for $483 million, and today it's a public company, a billion-dollar company. So they haven't
incredible.
Done too bad for themselves.
Everybody made out, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Was there anything you did differently, John, when you went, you know, from Hewitt to Liberty Tax Service? You know, I mean, again, you got a second chance to do it all over again.
Yeah, Paul, I don't know if you've ever had a business or done anything for 15 years and then said, okay, you get to start all over again. It was actually more exciting and a lot easier the second time. I sort of liken it to being my career sort of, since I started with Block, has sort of been like I was on the first wagon train from Kansas City to California, and I was on the H&R Block wagon train, and I started in the shoveling manure and ended up manager by the time we got to California, and then I got to do it all over again with Jackson Hewitt, and and I started from scratch and raised a few dollars and lean and mean we made it to California again and sold the company, and then I got to do it a whole third time. It was so much easier because I had so much experience. I had done it twice before. I have over 40 people that work with me at Jackson Hewitt that have come over to Liberty. I'm more famous. I have a lot more money. It's so much quicker in the second time and or this time to found this organization. In fact, we just had our 10th year anniversary. In our 10th year, we had 2,400 locations. When Block was in their 10th year, they only had 500 locations, and Jackson Hewitt only had 600 locations in their 10th year. So all that experience and all the quality people that have come over have made it so much easier to build Liberty Tax this time.
And probably funner too, John.
It is. It's fun. I'm a consummate competitor. It's the number one thing that drives me. And now I get to compete. The more people I get to compete with, the better. The more people I get to beat up on, the better.
That was going to be one of my questions, really, what motivates you. I mean, you've accomplished so much financially and in business.
Yeah, Don, when I was a kid, when I was a little younger than Dan Castellini, I thought I'd make a few million dollars and just relax and retire. And in the journey, I found that, you know what, there's nothing as much fun as I get to do. I'm a life master bridge player. I'm a tournament chess player, tournament tennis player. But I only do those things a few days a year. This is my passion. It's not a job for me. It's, you know, other people, it's like, thank God it's Friday. To me, thank God it's Monday. I'm 365 days thinking and building Liberty Tax. I've involved my whole family. I mean, my parents are in their late 70s. They're big stockholders. My dad's been with me every step of the way.
Right.
My children, my brothers and sisters. It's a passion. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and you said an interesting word, John. You said fun, you know, and I always recall the tagline when I was, you know, researching Liberty, is that you guys make taxes fun, you know, because you don't, when you hear the word taxes, you don't particularly think of the word fun, but you somehow, you know, give it that perception, you know. Even when Don and I saw your booth at the franchise show in Washington, you know, I mean, it was just a great atmosphere, you know. In fact, Don's kids got the, was it the statue, Don? The little, like, Statue of Liberty with the hat or something like that?
Yeah, I think they got
took
the
it back home.
Hat.
Yeah,
that goes on.
Yeah, our, Paul, our mission statement is set the standard, improve each day, and have some fun. And, you know, life is just so short and so fragile. I just feel bad for people that go to work every day and they hate it. And my philosophy is if you're in your car and you're going to work and you're not looking forward to it, you're going to the wrong place. And right. We change people's lives. And you know, as I said, I brought in over 3,000 franchisees and hundreds of employees and stockholders. We've changed thousands of people's lives. And it's all about having fun. Life is, you're not put here to just enslave yourself.
Right, it's not all about yourself. It's good seeing other people having success from what you've built. Marty and I have gone over that with, you know, other franchise experts, franchisors we've had on the show, and everybody seems to really get an emotional high,
right,
John, from helping others as well.
Absolutely.
Dan, what? Tell us a little bit about yourself. What was your background before joining Liberty Tax Service?
Well, I was involved in the corporate world as a regional director for the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company at the time, and you know, was listening to, you know, the program a little earlier too. And I was watching the industry, watching the corporate world change, pensions go away,
right,
things of that nature, and that's kind of what spurred me to look for something to sort of shore up my future.
Right, something, a little more control of your own destiny.
Absolutely.
Why did you choose Liberty Tax Service? What was it that impressed you about them?
Well,
besides John.
Yeah. Well, definitely whenever you're looking at, you know, a franchise or something to get involved with, you certainly want to look at the leadership, but
right,
you guys talked a little bit about the culture. There was a lot of things that led me to Liberty when I went and started researching franchises. That, you know, the first thing was I wasn't really looking to get out of the corporate world just yet. I was just looking for some additional security, something to shore up the future, to, you know, make sure I had something when retirement came around. And so I was really looking for something that I could parallel with my corporate career. And I really liked the Liberty model because, you know, with only 14 weeks a year, the tax season being so short, I felt that it would be easy to do the two of them together. And then, of course, you know, after looking into the company further and going and visiting with John and all the people back in Virginia Beach. I was extremely impressed with the culture of the company and, you know, just what John just talked about, you know, the way that that they believe in the passions that they have and making life fun and really just changing people's lives. So, it, you know, it was really those two things that that drove me to get involved with Liberty.
So our story that we talked about in our first segment, I guess you can kind of relate to that a little bit.
Right.
You know, being in the corporate world, and I guess you felt a little nervous about the future of that and just wanted something a little more, something that, like I said before, that you can control. And I guess just, you know, just the need of the service, I guess, you know, must have been a big, a big reason why you chose Liberty as well, just the potential of the industry.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it was two things. I remember my family and I had just been relocated to Atlanta, and the company had acquired several smaller companies, and we were going through a major reorganization. And I vividly remember sitting at my desk in my office. I worked from home. And the day that the calls came down from the reorganization, and, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 people lost their jobs. And these were guys that, you know, had been with the company for years.
Right.
They built the company, and I just remember sitting there and telling my wife that I certainly don't want to put myself in the position to be that vulnerable when I'm at that stage of my career. And of course, you know, with Liberty, one of the things that's also attractive and part of the reasons that I feel so secure about the industry is simply the, you know, we've all heard the phrase death and taxes, and
it
just seemed like a very sure thing to me. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of my own philosophy. I've been self-employed since 27, had three companies, been in this business at least 10 years. And, yeah, I just, you know, even at that young age, just didn't want to be older and you know, in a situation where I put in a lot of years with a company and just like that, you get laid off, want to control my own destiny. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's important. And, you know, we all have families and you just, you know, want to have that comfort level.
Absolutely.
You said something interesting, Dan, too. You mentioned, you know, the what attracted you as well was the seasonality, you know, of the business. And, you know, we had Mark Johnson, who was an area developer for Liberty Tax. I'm not sure if you know him, back in December of 2006. And he mentioned the advantages of owning a seasonal business. And, you know, and he said that franchisees can, you know, play golf, as you mentioned, spend time with your family or whatever it is that you love to do, you know, during the off season. Even from a financial aspect, you know, it's more attractive because your overhead is significantly lower. You know, you have lower payroll, no sick pay, holiday pay, and rent. And, you know, did you want to talk a little bit about that? It could be for John or Dan, actually.
Yeah, the quality of life is, you know, now that I've separated myself from the corporate world and I'm just focusing on growing the organization with Liberty, the quality of life is phenomenal. In fact, it's funny, I find myself waking up in the morning and going, what in the world am I going to do today? Which is a very odd thing, especially when
right.
you know, you're used to working every single day. So the seasonality is absolutely excellent. I mean, I love the time I get to spend with the family. I've got a new 16-month-old, and I get to see him a lot more than I get to see my first son, simply because I was gone all the time.
Wow.
But the financial rewards for the investment, I certainly don't see the difference in working 12 months or 14 weeks. I think given the choice, anybody would choose the 14 weeks.
That's interesting.
Right.
And, Dan, you're obviously talking about the off-season when you were talking about you wonder what you're going to do during the tax season. That's not a question, is it?
That's correct.
That's true. That's something. John, how would you describe the Liberty Tax franchise system to someone?
You know, I would say that there's 5,000 franchise systems out there, and so you have to, if you're going to look for a system of doing business, I think that's really the key that separates great companies from ordinary companies. Because, for example, or almost every adult could go and make a better quality hamburger than you get at McDonald's. However, no one in the history of hamburgers has ever made as much money from making McDonald's. And so I think that when you acquire or become a member of a great franchise system, there's a lot of elements to it. There's the brand, there's the advertising, there's the marketing, there's the way you handle customers when they come in the door, there's all of the operating procedures. But at the end of the day, all of that is embedded in one thing, and that's a system of doing business which provides a consistency. And so the key thing I think about McDonald's that separates from everyone else isn't the greatest hamburger in the world, isn't the greatest drinks in the world. It's the greatest system in the world that provides a consistency and an expectation, and as a result, separates itself from everyone else. And that's what happens with Liberty. We think as a franchisor, our responsibility is to provide a system of doing business that's equal or better than anyone's. And I think we've proven that. Not only are we the fastest growing, but last year we grew by more tax returns, raw number of tax returns. Liberty grew in our 2,000 U.S. locations. We grew by 173,000 tax returns. Block and Jackson Hewitt in their 19,000 locations grew by a combined 105,000 tax returns. So we're the fastest growing. We have the system of doing business. A franchisee, then, their requirement, the thing that we're looking for, and this is a strategic partnership when you join a franchise organization. The thing that we're looking for the franchisee is, can you follow a system and can you provide better customer service than the company's employees down the street? And the advantage you get in that we have, the strategic advantage, the number one thing that separates us, that makes us the fastest growth, is we have people like Dan Castellini who compete with company employees of the other companies. And the owner-franchisee mentality is always going to surpass on average the company mentality.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Also, the guerrilla marketing tactics are very, very creative, John, with Liberty Tax, you know, I mean, with the Statue of Liberties and just, you know, all that other stuff.
You know, Marty, last year we were featured during the tax season on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. We had a whole one-sixth of the front page, and it was so, I was so tickled because in my 38-year career, I've never seen the other major companies be featured on the Wall Street Journal. But it was nothing about tax preparation. It was all about our guerrilla marketing. And in the article, or when during the interviews that led up to the article, the author asked me, he said, are there other companies that do this consistently? And I said, sure, think of Ronald McDonald and the Burger King and Disney and Chick-fil-A and even the pizza companies are starting to put some people out. He said, but no, is there someone that does it? Are there other companies that do it day after day, week after week, during an entire season, like from January to April? And I thought about it. I said, no, there's really not. And when we have 3,000 or 4,000 Lady Liberties out on the street in January, February, March, and April, I mean, the whole country is beginning to get a presence of Liberty Tax, and it really sets us apart, not just in this industry, but in many, many industries.
I agree.
How big word of mouth is that? Spreads word of mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
People saying, "Hey, do you see that person out on the street?" And the more marketing, the more advertising.
It's amazing to see. We'll see a snippet in like 2 years ago, twice during the season. There was pictures of our Lady Liberties standing out there, and you know, especially when it's snowing or something, and there's big snowbanks, or they see those Lady Liberties out there, they snap them and they send a picture in, and we don't even know about it. And next thing we see, our picture, a Lady Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country, where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady Liberties out.
That's great.
Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or was that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000. So I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here four seasons, what did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what, I followed the plan. And I think Dan can confirm that. Is that accurate?
That's the best franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot of our experts we've had on. Trying to recruit people don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchise, you got to be people, you know, a people person, and you know you're gonna be successful. Is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Dan's comment.
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me. You know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what, I don't want to invent anything. I'm not creative. Just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive, and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training, getting the ongoing support, all things that attracted you, I guess, as well, Dan.
Absolutely. Liberty's got a great training program from the beginning. You know, I've never owned a business before, so you know it was all new to me. So from the beginning of everything, and the simplest things of how to start a business, how to get a business license, etc., all the way on up to, you know, now in the multiple operation side of things, owning multiple offices. You know, how do you do that? How do you continue to grow, as well as training for your employees and managers and things of that nature? You know, I worked for two very large companies before Liberty, and I always tell people the training program here. I worked for Coca-Cola and the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, both very large companies. But the training that Liberty offers is unparalleled. I mean, it's and I think a lot of it is driven by the passion of the people that are inside the company and their ability to want to teach people and you know, get people to be better.
Right. Dan, another question for you. Just, you know, talk a little bit about a typical day at, you know, Liberty Tax Service. It might not be a typical day, and I know it's seasonal, but maybe tell us, you know, what you do on a daily basis.
Well, I guess for clarity, like John said, during the tax season, well, during the off season, we talked about that a little bit. There's it could be anything. But during the tax season, you know, one of the things that I really love about the model at Liberty, from the beginning, they really stress and teach you to be the CEO of your business, not so much to buy a job, not so much to just, you know, own a business so that you can work in it, but really to understand from, you know, from the planning aspect all the way through, you know, the delegation and the monitoring of the results, you know, how to do that. So, you know, a typical day for me is basically set up like that. It's basically a lot of, in the beginning, pre-tax season, a fair amount of planning, and you know, strategic planning and things of that nature, budgeting and all that fun stuff. And then when the tax season comes, it's really a matter of delegating and then monitoring what's going on. And you know, Liberty has a phenomenal plan that, you know, that sort of lays it out for you every day, you know, what you should be doing, and it really makes it easy and you know, simple to follow and succeed. So
I guess you get a lot of the same people coming back during tax season, your staff. I guess you have a, you know, solid staff.
Absolutely. You know, part of the, you know, one of the things about this business is the retention of employees, being that it's seasonal, and that's one of the keys to the success. And you know, obviously with John being in the industry so long, he's very, very aware of all that stuff and teaches us, you know, how to make sure that happens. But certainly a big part of the business.
John and Dan, are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
That'd be great.
That's fantastic. So what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Dancing to a different drum. Can't you see what's going on?
World Talk Radio.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchisor of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to JungleQuest.net for more information. That's JungleQuest.net.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's guests are John Hewitt, who is the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who is a franchisee for Liberty Tax Service. And Don, I think I'm up. I think I wanted to go back to John for a moment and talk a little bit about the industry, John, because I know there's some things going on in the tax industry. There's a lot of, like, consolidating. And maybe if you could talk a little bit about how big the industry is today in 2007.
You know, Marty, there's last year about 137 million people filed a tax return, and over 83 million people came into a brick-and-mortar and file a tax return, and both the those numbers increase every year. The industry is, you know, it's such a great industry for some of the reasons we've already talked about, the seasonality of it. The seasonality makes a higher quality of life. It actually makes us be able to make more money. It's hard to understand that it's actually better to have that office sitting there empty than to have a year-round business. But it's, you talked about some of the reasons that's true. But, you know, because it's death and taxes, it's recession-proof, and it's growing. It grows because more people file, about 1.5 million more people file a year. And
more people pay a preparer. A record last year, a record 62% came in. But possibly the best part of this industry that I like is that there's really only two or three main players in the industry. And, you know, we're after the bottom 80% of the population. We're not after people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're after, you know, the typical American that makes under $80,000 or $90,000 a year, and the 80% of the population, the same person that goes into Walmart or McDonald's. And you know, there aren't very many industries where the average person can't say two or three or four or five different organizations, whether you talk about hamburgers or pizza or chicken or hotels or rental cars. I mean, people know a lot of businesses, but in most of the country, the only name that people know is H&R Block. And yet, H&R Block only has a 19% market share. Out of the people that pay preparer, H&R Block only does 19%. And most of this business is dominated by mom and pops and independents. And what's happening is beginning to happen around the country is a consolidation where Liberty and Jackson Hewitt are beginning to get market share. We're not going to put Block out of business. There's only one company that could, and that's H&R Block. We are taking business from the 60% of the mom and pops have. And that consolidation has happened in industry after industry, whether it's hardware or department stores or grocery stores or pharmacy. America has been consolidating for the last 50 years, and it's just now really happening in a big way in the tax preparation industry.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, John, how, you know, so much room for growth because so many people do not use one of the, you know, the three big players.
Right.
Just a lot more room to grow Liberty Tax Service.
Also, the law's changing every year, too, I imagine, John. I mean, again, you've been in the industry for 38 years. I imagine there's probably been changes to the tax laws every single year since you've been doing this. So I think that's probably another advantage to your industry.
Marty, you have it that it changes. You know, Benjamin Franklin said there's only two certainties in life, death and taxes. And a famous business author you may have read before, Dennis Waitley, he said now there's one more certainty in life and that there's going to be changes. And
right.
And you know what? That is a certainty. And we've seen massive changes in just this decade. But in this industry, you're right, Marty, every year changes, 38 years. In fact, there's one-third of the bills that go through Congress have some tax effect, some tax impact, some tax change. That's how often the lawmakers add something or change something in our tax system.
That's something.
John, what types of characteristics, I guess this can really be in general, to make a successful entrepreneur, but also as a successful Liberty Tax Service franchisee, I mean, what do you feel the strongest characteristics are? We've mentioned a couple before.
You know, I think it's a franchisee has a little bit different of a personality than an entrepreneur. I think you know someone invented a phrase that's not used too much anymore, but they say a great franchisee isn't a entrepreneur, it's an intrapreneur. It's being business for yourself, but not by yourself. The key component of being an excellent franchisee is the ability to adapt and follow a system. If everything we told you was just simple and it was easy and understandable and clear cut, then we wouldn't really have a system of doing business. A lot of people would be doing it. We have what one thing. Every piece of advice, every part of our system has one thing in common. It's tried and true. Great franchisors take the trial and error away from you. There's no trial and error in franchising. When you do trial and error, you're making a mistake. Having done this for 38 years, having 1,500 franchisees, I mean, if you come into our system and you think you're going to have an idea that's never been thought of, never tried, possible, yes, crazy, unlikely. I mean, it's very, very unlikely. We've seen just about everything. You don't need to be creative. You don't need to do research and development. What you do is need to adapt to a system. So if you're a franchisee versus an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur has to create a system. A franchisee has to adapt and just implement the system.
Right.
And that's important in the recruiting process, or somebody becoming a franchisee like Dan is trying to differentiate that type of person, making sure they're someone's going to want to follow the system.
It is, Marty, because every single person tells me I'm going to do, John, why would I be crazy not to listen to you? That's why we're paying your money to acquire, to be part of this system, is we want that system. But, you know, in 38 years of bringing in over 3,000 franchisees, no one listens. And, you know, the oldest story of people not listening is Adam and Eve. And God said to Adam, don't go over to that tree of knowledge of fruit and of good and evil. And he turned his back and they ate the fruit. People don't listen to God or their parents or their advisors or their doctors or dentists. People learn by trial and error, and you have to try to fight that human nature and try to do it the way that we prescribe.
That's great. John and Dan, we have about like 30 seconds. What's the best way, John, that someone can get more information on Liberty Tax?
I just go to libertytax.com.
Good enough. And I want to thank both of you guys for coming on this show today. It was an honor to speak to both of you. And we're going to have both of you back.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thanks guys. Have a great day today.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
See you.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, they're speaking to one of the legends, you know, one of their top franchisees, so that's fantastic. So
I got just my watch. I thought we had 5 more minutes. I'm all...
Sorry.
I'm all geared up here to ask more questions.
That's why I said we'll have to have them back. So. Just is the fastest show of our lives. But, again, Don, great job today. I want to thank you, you know, and go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Yeah, good job, Marty. Thanks.
Thanks, Don. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The number one source for informative talk on the World Wide Web.